Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one this evening and we give everyone a very warm welcome in their service and appreciate our brother John leading the songs tonight and everything he said, I believe it. It's the truth, you know. I remember one of the first times I went to Africa and I preached in Harare, Zimbabwe, for Blessings Chesa. And he's went on to be with the Lord. He's been promoted to glory since. And he was a wonderful wee man. The first time he came to us here in Northern Ireland, he preached where number 9 was across in the police station. And he told all the testimonies of the many different healings what he'd seen the Lord doing. And he's a very humble man and a good pastor. And I remember I preached for him and he was away in one of the services and he gave me the pulpit when he wasn't there. And then the next service he was back and I preached about the blood. And he came back and he read where they took the blood out of the hymn books. And everything, and that's what I was preaching about. And there's only one inspiration that moves the blood, that's the devil. Because the Bible says without the shedding of blood is no remission. So the gospel's dead if there's no blood in it. It's not the gospel, it's anemic. But thank God for the blood.
Hallelujah.
And the blood shall never lose its power. Praise God.
Amen.
And we thank God for the blood tonight. Let us turn to Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. And the Lord bless each one this evening. We really had a great service this morning. And our brother Larry gave us a good challenging message. That's what we needed.
Amen.
Telling us that we need to seek God more. And sometimes fast and pray and seek the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us that there's certain devils won't remove until you fast and pray, then they'll remove. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good? Verse 13 of Matthew 7. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Heavenly Father, we bow before your presence this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have an advocate the night, Jesus Christ the righteous. We praise you that we have open access into your very throne room and into your very presence because of the shed blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, I cast down all reasoning, all vain imagination. I pray you flood my mind, my heart, my whole being with the mind of God and the will of God and the power of God. And I do take the Holy Ghost to help me right now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray as our brothers already prayed, you'll save, heal and deliver tonight. In Jesus' precious name, give the devil a black eye.
Aye.
In Jesus' name tonight, defeat every enemy of everyone in this room. And set captives free in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You might maybe see it this evening. I want to take for a text tonight, and Sharon can tell you I went up in my room yesterday as well, and I prepared a message all for this evening, and I was going to call it from Genesis. I preached Genesis Thursday night, I was going to preach Genesis again, regenerated by the spoken word of God, but I couldn't do it. And the Lord's given me this for tonight. And I'm going to follow whatever he gives me. No matter what's prepared, it'll be for some other time. Amen. And I want to preach about the two ways. And there's only two ways. There's God's way and there's man's way. And God's way is the right way. Man's way is an imagination. But God's way is a revelation. When you read this text of scripture tonight from Matthew chapter 7... here this evening, there's some things I want you to notice in this text. You'll notice that there's two gates, and there's two ways, and there's two companies, and there's two ends. So there's two gates, there's two ways, there's two companies, and there's two ends. Right at the very start, when Adam and Eve went the way they went, and we know that they went the wrong way, and it brought forth death. God told them not to eat of that forbidden tree, but they went ahead and done it. They done the thing God told them. They told them not even to touch it. Never mind eat of it. They were forbidden. But in Romans 5, verse 12, here's what it says. Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So there's one thing we have to make absolutely clear when we preach, especially to the unsaved. We need to make absolutely clear that every single man and every single woman is born a sinner. We're sinners by nature and we're sinners by birth. Therefore, because we're sinners, we're condemned. Condemned already. Now, sin is an outward spiritual attitude of rebellion towards God, which is expressed in outward acts of disobedience. And we're all sinners in this way. And by our sinful lives, we rob God of the glory due Him. Sin is followed by three main consequences. First, inward spiritual death and alienation from God. Second, the physical death of the body. Third and final, eternal banishment from the presence of God to the place of darkness and torment called hell. And we preach the gospel this evening, and we're called to preach the gospel to save men and women from hell. And Jesus died on the cross to bridge the gap between heaven and hell. And hell was not made for man, but hell was made for the devil and his fallen angels. God never made man to go to hell, but God wants to save man and send him the whole way up to heaven. Praise God. Are we ready? Christ came to save us from our sins. He took our sins upon himself and died in our place and rose again from the dead on the third day that we might be forgiven and receive eternal life. And that means exactly what it says. Don't add to it or change it. It means eternal. And eternal means you can never perish. No more than God can perish, can the man or woman perish that has eternal life. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We already saw what happened when man was left to himself. Therefore we need, you know, to look closely at this, and we need to study it closely and to see that man needs leading. When man or woman is left to themselves and they go their own way, they will always go the wrong way. There's no doubt about it. They'll do it. Therefore, every single one of us needs a leader. We need a guide. And thank God tonight that God has sent a guide, hallelujah, to the believer tonight. That guide's the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is sent to guide us and to lead us into all truth. Amen. And to show us things to come. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God for the guide tonight. Amen. You cannot guide yourself. There's two ways. There's your way and God's way. And when you're in your way, you're out of God's way. When you're in your own way. And you have to forget your own way to find God's way, and man cannot lead himself. So you have to acknowledge that your own way is wrong, and you have to come God's way. And God's way is absolutely simple. Now, first of all, this evening, there is a way into life. There is life tonight, and there is life more abundantly, and there's a way into it. And what does this life mean? John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Amen. That is a life that never decays, a life that never perishes or falls short or comes up short. That is exactly what the Bible says, everlasting life. If you have the Son, you have that life in your bosom tonight. Amen. Even if your physical body died, your soul lives eternally with God because the Lord says you have everlasting life. And we know that Jesus is coming again for every true believer that's filled with the Holy Ghost. And there's going to be a rapture catching away. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, we're leaving. Praise God. And he that believeth on the Son shall not see, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him. That word wrath means God's judgment. My friend, this evening, none of us want to see the judgment of God, but we want the life of God. And when we receive the life of God, we will escape the judgment. Romans 8, verse 1. No condemnation, judgment, to them that are in Christ Jesus. Don't you want God's life? If you have the Son, you have the life. He doesn't mention the church, or any names, or any other man, but the Son is Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the only one you need tonight to have this life. This gate here suggests the idea of a city, a place of safety, fellowship, and plenty. The life which is in Christ is a life of safety. what a life of Christ is. It is also a life of fellowship with God. It is also a life of satisfaction in the fullness of God. But there must be a passing from death to life to get this life. A passing from death to life. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life. And God sent Jesus. So Jesus wants you to believe in God. A lot of people say, I don't believe in God, I've no time for God. Then the next breath, why did God do this and why did God do that? But the first breath, I don't believe in God, but they blame God. I believe in God tonight. I thank God I believe in God. And I thank God for the word of God and shall not come into condemnation, but has passed from death unto life. Praise God. There's one thing I want you to see about this way, and you can write this down. It is an open way. This way is not closed up or fenced up. It is an open way. Praise God. It may be straight, but thank God it's not shut. Behold, I've set before you, Revelation 3:8, an open door. God has set before us tonight an open door. There is a way open for the drunkard, for the prostitute, for every man and woman that's ever born of a man or born of a woman. There is a way tonight to God, and that way is through the door. And the door is not a church or a building or a movement, but the door is a person. And it is the most beautiful, wonderful, glorious person. That is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only door. And you can enter in by him, and only by him and through him can you come in. And it's open tonight. And he stands with open arms and he says, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus invites you to come tonight. Come with all your problems and all your sins, and he'll take you as you are, and he'll clean you, and he'll change you, and he'll wash you, and he'll turn you around, for you'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus when he gets a hold of you. Hallelujah. The open invitation's here tonight. The door's open. This way was closed up by sin and fenced up by sin. We can see it in Romans 5, verse 12 to 21. I won't read all of it for the way of time tonight. But we know sin entered into the world by one man, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. But just as one man brought universal condemnation, there was another man that brought universal justification. Hallelujah. And just as one man through one act could condemn every single man, another man through one act on a cross could save all that will believe. And if one man had the power to condemn all, then surely the Lord Jesus Christ has more power above that to save all that will come. And as we bear the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. And one man brought condemnation, but one man brings justification. Amen. Justification. When you come to Christ and he justifies you, that means it's as if you never did it in the first place. You were exonerated by the blood and power of Jesus Christ, and you're born again. Amen. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Glory to God. I'm excited tonight. Amen. Because I know God can change anybody. Anybody that will come, God can and will change them. Verse 20 of this scripture says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace. And that's God's unmerited favor. That's what grace is. Abounded more. That as sin have reigned unto death, even might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace has reigned unto righteousness tonight. Christ opened this way up through bearing our sins and becoming obedient unto death. It is a new and living way, consecrated, set apart for us. There are no back doors into the kingdom of God. There's a front door, and there's only one door in. Hallelujah. John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It is through the Lord Jesus Christ that you come to God. It is not through the church or through a priest or through a movement or through an organization. the same.
Amen.
His message is the same, his power is the same, and his presence is the same. Hallelujah. What is a door? Revelation 3:8 tells us. In the 8th verse, I know thy works, behold, I've set before thee an open door that no man can shut it, and that no man can open. He is the door. The door. Christ is the door. He said in John 10, I am the door to the sheepfold. Now let me read you this little story for a moment this evening. In the old country, you find that a shepherd runs in a sheep after he counts them and sees they're all in, then he lays down right in the door. The wolf can't come in without waking him up, or his sheep can't go out without going over him. Oh, how safe the sheep feel because the shepherd is led right in the door. Noah in the Old Testament stood in the door of the ark. Listen, going to say something. He stood in the door and he preached repentance and righteousness to the people that laughed at him. And in the same door he stood, no man could come in the ark except by that one door into that ark. But there's only one way, all right? One way that goes into the body of Jesus Christ. There's only one door into the church of the living God, and Jesus is that door. I am the door. The road that leads to the door, I am the door to the sheepfold. Jesus is the way. There is no other way.
Amen.
People are trying to prove themselves and do all sorts of things, but improving yourself takes you further away from God. Because that's the works program. And Ephesians says, not by works lest any man should boast, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For by grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourself. None of works lest any man can boast. Jesus will take you the way you are. And I want to tell you, not only will he take you, but I'll tell you this here and I'll give you this. When the Lord takes you and the Lord saves you and the Lord delivers you and you have him in you, then the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You have a power within you greater than any other power. And he'll be able to live out the Christian life through you because he gives you the power to do it.
Amen.
It'll beat the works program without an effort. Because it's not you, it's Christ in you. The hope of glory. Changing you from glory to glory. Like unto his own glorious self. That's the gospel. Hallelujah, and what a gospel it is, that there's a power within, and that power is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's a narrow way this way, straight as a gate, narrow as the way, perhaps like a gate on a sidewalk, maybe referred to, where even camels sometimes drag through, only can go through it after stripping them. You know the Bible talks like that, man needs stripping of all the sins to enter in here. Matthew 19, verse 24, and again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Now you know that in Jerusalem, the eye of a needle is the gate left open wide enough for a man to slip through sideways. That's what the Bible's talking about. And to get a camel through there, you'd have to get the camel all stripped off and get him in tight to get him through that gate as the eye of a needle. And I tell you, we need our sins stripped off us. And the only thing that can remove our sins, not a church membership, but the blood of Jesus Christ washes all our sins away. There is an availability tonight in the gospel to remove your sins. That availability is the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross.
Amen.
Shed to wash you, shed to clean you, shed to make you pure and holy, like unto his own glorious self. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, self-righteousness, not a minute in here. This gate is as narrow as a new birth. The straightness is not with God, but with man's utter unfitness. It is a way, this way may be narrow, but there's one thing about this way, it's narrow, but it leads to the large place. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. The Lord hasn't just prepared a wee room or cloakroom for you, but he's building you a mansion over yonder. Hallelujah. Do you believe that tonight? In my Father's house are many mansions. Not a cloakroom, but a mansion, brother. I'm going to the mansion. Hallelujah. And the Lord himself prepared it for me. Oh, praise God tonight. Why should we be worried about down here? We're leaving. We're leaving.
Amen.
Romans 3 verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There's not one father can climb up on the shoulders of another and condemn him for all of sin, but Christ is the one tonight. It is the way of the few this way. Few there be that find it. Luke 13, verse 23 to 26. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter into straight gate, for many, I say, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and have shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Verse 26. Then ye and she begin to have eaten and drunk in the presence, and thou hast taught us in our streets. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first. Amen. And they are first which shall be last. It doesn't matter what age you come in at or what time you come in at. The important thing is come in.
Amen.
Amen. Come into Jesus Christ. Not some movement, but into Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. We here don't belong to a movement or an organization, but we belong to Jesus. No book but the Bible. Hallelujah. No creed but Christ and the power of his blood. That's our message.
Amen.
No message, no other program can save, but Jesus can save and Jesus can deliver. Because few there be that seek it. Seek and ye shall find. There are few on it, because many there be that shun it. They shun the gospel tonight. They don't want the message of God, preferring the darkness to light. You know, man's running on a road tonight the wrong way. He's running. But let us be careful that we don't condemn the wrong way, but let us be lights, lanterns lit to stop them.
Amen.
Roadblocks of deliverance on God's road to reach men and women. Because their deeds are evil, some put off, others hope to stumble into it by chance. But this is no chance work. The Bible says, strive to enter in. Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There's also something about this. There's a way of destruction. There's a way of life here, but there's also a warning of a way of destruction. Amen? The word destruction here means loss. And it's awful significant. It's the loss of that which alone can save and satisfy, like a watch losing the mainspring, like a plant losing the earth from its root, like a man losing his privileges and hope. This way is a broad way. Many are lost in this way. It suits the carnal mind. There's plenty of room in this for all the sinner's likes and pleasures. The devil has supplied all. The world, the flesh, the devil, a full scope here. And it's broad enough for the staggering drunkard, for the dishonored and unclean, for the scoffer, for the proud, for the haughty, and for the self-righteous, formalist, and religious fanatic. They're all on this road. You know, there's even some people with collars on them, and they're on this road, because it doesn't matter if they wear a collar or a cloak, if they're not born again, they're still lost.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
They must be born again.
Yes.
Oh, they're not on this road.
Right.
They're on the wrong road, this broad road they're on. This way is also something else, but this way, I want you to write it down. It's a crowded way. This broad way is a crowded way.
Right.
We're preaching to save people from this way. Don't go the way of the crowd. Go the way of the few. Amen? It's a crowded way. Many go in there at it. It's easy going downhill. Generally, man's first choice is the broad way. The heart of man's deceitful, wicked. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. You know, when you go out on a boat and you go out in the water, where it's a river or the ocean or wherever you are, and you can just go with the current. But for you to go against the current, you're going to have to row it. You're going to have to put an effort in. You're going to have to row the boat. And any old fish can go with a stream, but it takes a salmon, a bona fide salmon. The salmon at the right time of season turns and goes against the flow. And he actually can go up a waterfall, not down it. He goes up it. It's a real marvel. If you've ever seen it, look it up. I'm preaching the truth tonight. The salmon goes up the waterfalls. There's something in that salmon takes him back to his birthplace, for he was to the narrow way which leads to life. Don't go with the stream. Don't float down it. Go against it. Many prefer pleasure to sin to the fellowship of God. Some are being pushed along in the crowd without any serious thought. All are without God, and therefore they're without hope. If you're without God, you're without hope. One of the best sermons I ever heard preached from Ephesians, Ian Paisley preached it in a wee church in Dromore, and he preached from the book of Ephesians without God and without hope, and he preached five things about it. He preached for over an hour, but it was like 5 minutes. And I tell you tonight, the same God can save tonight. He can give you hope. This way, there's something else about this way. Don't forget this. Mark it down. It's a fatal way. There's a fatal end to this way, this broad way. There is but one and only one possible end to this way, destruction. That's the end of this way. As sure as a stone sinks to the bottom of the ocean, as sure as a man or woman will perish, find your life, you lose it. If you follow this way, you lost your life. But if you follow Jesus Christ, you find real life. Amen. Ezekiel 33, verse 11, say unto him, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil way, for why will you die, O house of Israel? There's a brother John sitting here tonight, and I'm going to tell you, I remember John preaching from this verse in the Elam Church 30-something years ago, maybe more. It's a long time ago. Turn ye from your wicked way. O house of Israel, why will you die? And God wants men and women to turn. And he doesn't want you to turn to some system or movement. He wants you to turn to the cross. Turn to the cross. And if you'll only turn to the cross and look on the cross, you'll live. For there's life for a look at the crucified one. And there is life at this moment for thee. I'm almost finished. Jeremiah 21, verse 8. But unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. God has set before us the way of life and the way of death tonight, and we're to choose which way we're going to go. Which way, dear man, dear woman, are you going to go? The broad way is the broad way of destruction and it has a fatal end. But the narrow way is the way to life to Jesus Christ. It's a glorious path and it has a wonderful, and it's no ending. I was going to say end, but there is no end to it. There's no end to it. That's the thing about it. It keeps on keeping on. Amen. It's eternal. Eternal. God today has given every one of us a free will. A way to choose, a way to go. What way will you choose today? What way will you choose today? Jesus Christ is the only one and the only way to God. There's no other way. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4 and 5. Who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of truth? There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. God wants every man to be saved. I want to see my son saved, my daughter saved. I want to see your sons, your daughters saved. The aunt, the uncle, the wife. I want to see every connection in this room saved. And everyone listening in saved for the power of God. And Jesus is able to save. He's able to save by few and he's able to save by many. You know the glorious thing about it? His arm is not shortened. And his ear is not heavy. He can hear tonight. He can reach forth and deliver a multitude in a moment. That's the God we serve. Let's stand to their feet this evening in this service. And a brother's going to come in a moment. Going to sing a few songs before we go. Thank God tonight that Jesus is on the throne. He's on the throne this evening. I feel the presence of the Lord in this meeting. I don't care where you're watching in from. It could be a country a million miles away, as it were, but God's here and God's there and God's everywhere. The Lord can touch you tonight. The Lord can save you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them all. The Lord sent his word and healed them. God can heal you, dear man, dear woman. God can heal you just in a moment. Power of God was present to heal. That's what Jesus said. And they let the man down through the roof in the cart. But he didn't need to go out in it. He walked out. He received a miracle. A miracle. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the gospel. For the gospel, the preaching of the gospel, that to them that perish foolishness. But unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. Father, I pray for those tuned in tonight and those in this very room. May they know salvation in its fullness, in all its glorious fullness. May they know Christ and all his risen glory. Deliver men and women, save them and set them free. Yes. Come against the spirit of affliction tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for healing and deliverance. In Jesus' precious name, touch that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, if there's a young man or woman watching in tonight, may the Holy Ghost move on them. And may they get saved. Bless the remainder of this service. Bless the meetings that lay ahead of thou wouldst tarry, for we know you're coming soon. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you as your brother comes.
Just ask you to remain standing and sing hymn 314 in the Redemption Hymn Book. Pass me not, O gentle Saviour, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Praise the Lord. 314, Redemption Hymn Book. Praise the Lord.
Hey!